Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Samach, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, in the beginning of the 10th and last perek of Meseches Bava Basra, the last perek of Kula Nezik and Chodah Mesechtehi, perek Get Pasha. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Rachel. So the topic of Perek Get Poshut is very different than the topic of the previous two Prakim. It deals not with the laws of Shchiv Mira, of Nachlois, but rather Kishmoy Kachi, it deals with the laws of Shtaros. So traditionally, when you hear the word get, you think of Meseches Gittin. You think of a get isha. You think of a bill of divorce. But the truth is that the word get, loosely translated, does not mean a gerushin, but rather what it means is a shtar. And really, get pashut is going, for the most part, to discuss laws related to shtaros. Now, as an introduction to the perek, the topic of the first several dafrin of the perek is going to be a document that once upon a time was used, it was in circulation, today is very much not. In fact, in the times of the Rishonim, it was already not. In fact, as we're going to see in the Gemara, even in the times of the Tannaim, there was some murkiness as it relates to the exact nature of this document, which proves that even then it wasn't something that was so popular. Stating that, it was a legitimate bona fide document. It was a document that has a unique Shulchan Aruch, and that Shulchan Aruch is discussed here in the opening dafin of Perek Get Pasha. Now, the name of that document is a Get Mekusher. In fact, the Perek is going to begin comparing and contrasting the Get Pashut versus the Get Mekusher. Now, the Get Pashut is the simple document. So think of a shtar. That is your Get Pashut. What exactly is a Get Mekusher? So the way the Rashban in the Mishnah explains the Get Mekusher is as follows. And I think it's Kedai just to see Lashonei Hazov Shel HaRashbam. It's six lines from the top of the Yomot. The Rashbam says as follows. A Get Mekusher is Kosev Shita. The Sofer would write a line. So you would write a line, whatever line you wanted to write in the Shtar. Uminiach Chala Keshir Shita Aksufa. And then you would leave a line blank. And the height of that line would be the equivalent to the height of the line that the Sofer had written. So you write a line, and whatever the size, height-wise, of that line is, that's what you're now, minia chalok, you're going to leave blank. The koifla ala chalok, then you would take the line that was written, you would fold it over on top of the blank space, the toifer, and you would sew it, so that the line that the Sofer wrote inside this document would not be visible, because it's folded over, and it's not just folded over where you can unfold it, you would actually have to tear it, one of the Lamates Malachis, you would have to unwind the Tefirah, because it was literally sewed together. Now, the document has more than just one line, right? So, v'achakach koisev shita, then the Sofer would go and he would write the second line, u'miniach shita chalak, and then the line beneath that would again be blank, v'koifla ala chalak, and you would fold it again, v'toifer, and you would sew it, v'chein harbe, and you would repeat this as much as necessary, kidei mokum toiref hashtar, up to the mokum Hatoyrif of the shtar. So what's the mokum hatoyrif? So we know a shtar was made up of two components. There's the toyrif and the toifis. The toifis, working backwards, is the legalese. That's just the standard language that every single document has. The toyrif is the part of the shtar that has the key and pertinent points that are unique to this specific transaction, whatever exactly it is. So the get mekusher had these folds, and the Rashbam says that it was only for the mokum Toyrif Shebishtar. It was only for the Toyrif part. Whereas, as it relates to the Toyfis part, that was something that followed the format of the Get Poshet. Over there, you didn't have these faults. Now, this explanation, we just read the Rashbam, is the way the Rashbam understood the Get Mekusher. It's kedai to say that if you're Ma'ayin and the Rishonim a little bit, and you go through this Be'iyun, you'll see that not all the Rishonim agree with the way the Rashbam said it. And again, the reason there was such a machloikis is obvious, because of the fact that there was no get mekusher in circulation. Not just that, there was no good mesira of exactly how the get mekusher was prepared. The Mishnah doesn't explain how it was prepared. It's interesting. The Mishnah just introduces get pashut, get mekusher, as if we're supposed to know what the get mekusher was, which means that once upon a time it was very obvious what it was. But by the time the later Tanaim and Amiram and the Rishonim and the Goyinim and the Achrayim came along, at that point we didn't know what it was. This is not halacha l'maaseh, because again, this is not something that circulated at all. Stating that it is the topic of the very beginning of the last parak of Bava Basra. So without further ado, Zok Tehilugim Mishnah. Get Pashut, Eidav Mitoichai. If a Sofer is preparing a Get Pashut, so that's your classic standard document, so the Eidim would sign Mitoichai. They would sign on the inside of the document, right? Just visualize the document. You have a shtar, and on the bottom of the shtar, the Edom sign. Mekusher, as it relates to this get Mekusher, Edom Machayrev. The Edom would sign not on the front of the shtar, but rather they would sign on the back of the shtar. Now, what exactly this means is a machloikis amayram, and it is the topic of tomorrow's daf. Pashut because of Edom Machayrev, someone has a get Pashut, and the Edom signed on the back of the shtar, or Mekusher because of Edom Nitoichoy, or if you have a get Mekusher and the Edom signed on the inside of the shtar, Shnei and Psulim, they're both going to be possible, meaning the document, the shtar, is not going to have the koyach of a shtar. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says if it's a shtar choyv, you won't be able to be goyver from the lekuchais. If the loan happened, the loan happened. But as it relates to it being a milva b'shtar, it has to be a halachically acceptable shtar. If it was a get isha, the isha is not going to be migureches. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Leimer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, mekusher shekasev edom itoichai kasher, that if you have a get mekusher, and the edom signed on the inside of the shtar, even though they're really supposed to sign me'achayrav, it's going to be kosher, and the reason is mipnei sheyochel la'asoysoy pasha, because you could always untie the folds and make the get mekusher into a get pasha. It'll be a little messy, but it will be a get pasha nonetheless. And a get pasha with the aid of his mitoichai is kosher. That's the way it's supposed to be. So says Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that a get pasha with the aid of a me'achayrav, a maskim, is going to be kosher. But a get mekusher shekos for aid of mitoichai, that's going to be kosher because you always have the ability to make it into a get pasha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says hakol k'minag ha'medina, as it relates to these halachas, you follow the minag ha'medina. What exactly does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean? Ben Gamliel mean, and by the way, what exactly does Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel mean? So that we're all going to see already in the Gemara. Another halacha, get pashut eid of bishnayim. A get pashut requires two eidim. That's pashut. Dine Malmanis is always bishnayim. A get isha, by the way, davash be'erva is also bishnayim, right? So a get pashut is always bishnayim. Umekusha bishleisha. A get mekusha has a chiddush that it's not two eidim that sign, but it required three eidim. Pashut shekasa by eid echad. If you have a get pashut and there's only one eid sign, or mekusher shekasa by shnei eidim, or if you have a get mekusher and there are only two eidim sign, shnei and psulim, the halacha is that they're both going to be possible. Either way, the Mishnah introduced the idea of the get mekusher. Specifically, it compared and contrasted between the get pashut and between the get mekusher. It's clear from the Mishnah that the get pashut has to be prepared in its unique way, and the get mekusher has to be prepared in its unique way. What are the differences between the get pashut and the get mekusher? Not what are the physical differences, but what are the halachic differences? So the Mishnah mentioned two. Number one, get pashut, eidav mitoichoy, get mekusher, eidav me'achayrov. Loosely translated, it sounds like the get pashut, the eidam assigned on the front side of the document, as opposed to the get mekusher, which is in the back. Stating that, as we mentioned, we'll see it's a whole daf and shas that goes through exactly what it means. Get mekusher edim me'achayrav. The second nafkemina lalach is that the get pasher required two edim, which is obvious and intuitive. Psukei atayra, the get mekusher has a chiddush that two edim is not enough; it needs three edim. Ad kidei kach mekusher shekasa by shnei edim, shnei and psulim. The halach is the get is going to be possible. Zok de Gemara, minohani mili. So what does it mean, minohani mili? So if you take a look at the last line of Rashbam, minohani mili sheyesh shnei minei shtarois, chalukim zem mizeh, be'edem ubekishor. What's the mekar to this idea that there are two types of shtaris, where one shtar is poshut and the other shtar is mekosher? Additionally, what's the mekar that these two types of shtaris have differences as it relates to the hilchas eidos? The get pashut is two eidim, The get makusher is three edim. Additionally, the get poshut is edim mitoichai, and the get makusher is edim meachayr. So number one, what's the makar to these two types of shtaris? Like, where did this even come from? And number two, even if you want to tell me there's two different ways to prepare a shtar, okay, that sounds acceptable, but that there should be differences in halacha seems a little bit interessant, and the Gemara wants to know what is the Makar. Now, it's interesting, as we're going to see, the Muschel Rishon of the Gemara is that the Makar to this idea of the Get Poshet versus the Get Mekusher is actually Psukim in Tanakh. The Gemara is going to bring three Amayroim that are going to bring three different Psukim. One of the Psukim are going to be in the Torah, no less. The other two are going to be from Sefer Yirmiyahu. But either way, says the Gemara, Rab Chanina said, you want to know what the Makor is to the Get Poshet versus the Get Mekusher. And that the Hilchas Eidos of the two Shtaris are different. The Amakra, it's learned out from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and this is in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Beis, Sodois Bakesef Yiknu, V'chosoiv Basefer, V'chosoim, V'ho'ed Eidim. Now it's good to read the end of the pasuk. Be'eretz Binyamin, u'besvive Yerushalayim, u'ba'ar Yehuda, u'ba'ar Yehor, u'ba'ar Yashvel, u'ba'ar Yanegev, ki oshu v'shfusam Om Hashem. That's the punchline of that pasuk. See, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was telling the Yidden as they were about to go into exile. They were about to go to Bavel. This is circa Churban Bayis Rishon. This is circa the first Golus that Klal Yisrael went to as an entire nation. They went to Bavel, of course, for 70 years. And Yirmiyahu told the Yidden that even though right now you're going to Golus, but you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return you. Ki asho v'shvu samnum Hashem. Hashem says that eventually you're going to be returned. There's going to be a kibbutz galus, and the Yidden are going to return to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be there for a short period of time. It was neskala kitzam, like Chazal say. It was 70 years, but eventually they would return. So Yirmiyahu tells the Yidden that because you're going to return, when you're going to come back, you're going to have where to live. So he tells them, Sodeis pakesav yiknu. I want you to go now, take money, and acquire fields. Like, this is the makar that karkas niknas bekesef. Sodeis pakesef niknu. He says, I want you to go and I want you to acquire fields, and not just that, document it. You should have a shtar raya, and take that shtar and put it in a safe place so that when you come back, you'll have proof that this belonged to you. Now, if this pasuk sounds familiar, it's quoted in a few places in Shas, but just mentioned it's the Makar that Karkas Niktas Bekesef. But we had it more recently in Cheskes Abatim. So in the context of what are you doing in my land? I bought it from you. Achvishtarchas. Right in the beginning of Cheskes Abatim, the Gemara brought this Pasuk in the realm of Cheskes Gimel Shana. But either way, said Rab Chanina, this Pasuk is the Makar to the Get Poshet versus the Get Mekusher, and that the Hilchas Eidos of the Get Poshet is different than the Hilchas Eidos of the Get Mekusher. How so? So he explained, Sodois pakesef yiknu v'chosoiv basefer zepash. So he said, go buy fields, v'chosoiv basefer, and document it. What does it mean, v'chosoiv basefer? Document it with a get poshet, right? A regular document. V'chosoim zem mekosher. When he added the word v'chosoim, that is a reference to the Get Mekusher. Why is that a reference to the Get Mekusher? Because the word chosoim means sealed, right? A chasima is miloshen, a seal. And that is what the Get Mekusher is, because as you fold over the lines and you sew it, essentially what you're doing is you're sealing it, you're closing it up, and as a result, the word v'chosoim is a reference to the Get Mekusher. Now, Yirmiyahu continued, and he said, V'ho'ed Edim. V'ho'ed Shnayim is a reference to two Edim. Edim Shloisha, and Edim is a reference to three Edim. Now, Ho'ed is a reference to two, and Edim is a reference to three. I think if you asked the man on the street, he would say Ho'ed is a reference to one, and Edim is a reference to two. So the Rashbam quotes the Gemara in Soita Da Beis on the days. Everyone knows this Gemara. Kamokim Shenemar Eid, Hareikan Shnayim, Ache Yifrit Lecha Hakosuv, Echad Kamesha Barat Lecha Lo Yokum, Eid Echad Be'ish Lecha Lovin. So if the word Eid throughout Shas in the Torah always means how many Edim? Two. So then Edim by definition means three. So essentially you have in this pasuk two types of shtaris, v'chosei basefer That's a regular, traditional shtar that looks like a sefer. That's a get pashut. V'chassoim, something is sealed. Oh, that's the get mekusher. Then you have v'ha'ed, two edim, edim, three edim. So two types of shtaris with two types of hilchas edas. Ha'ketzad. Now, how do you know which is which? Shnayim l'pashut and shloishim l'mekusher. It's mistaber, says the Gemara, that the ha'ed, which is two edim, is referring to the v'chassoim ba'sefer, which is the get pashut. And the edim, which means three, is referring to the v'chassoim, is referring to the get mekusher. Fake the Gemara v'epachana. Meaning, I hear Rab Chanina, that you have Makar Rois already for a lot of what we're talking about. I hear you have the Makar to the Get Pashut and to the Get Makusher. You even find that the Hilchas Eidus is different because there's the Vahoid and there's the Eidim. But the Epachana, how do you know Shnayim LePashut, Shloish LeMakusher? Maybe it's Shnayim LeMakusher and a Shloish LePashut. Said Rab Chanina, it's a Svar Mitoshan, it's Rabbi Bikshar, and it's Rabbi Be'edov. The Get Makusher has more dinim, right? It's a little bit more chomer, so to speak. It's Nisraba Biksharov. So if it's Nisraba Biksharov, these ksharim is a ribuy, so it's mistaber also that there would be a ribuy of edim. Meaning, mitoysha hechmarta ke'ilu, that you find the ksharim, so too hechmarta, that you're going to have the edim. Either way, Reb Chanina says, you want to know the makar to the get poshet versus the get makusha, and that the Hilchas Eidus is different also, it's Yumiyo Periklamid base. Rafram Amar Meyacha. Rafram said that the makar is from another pasuk, also Yumiyo Periklamid base. The pasuk says, ve'ekach es sefer ha-mikna, es ha-chosom, ha-mitzvah v'ha-chukim, ve'es ha-golim. Now that pasuk is Yumiyo ha-Novi talking, and he discussed something that he bought from a Yid whose name was Chanamel. Chanamel was a relative of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. It's Machlokes Rishonim exactly who he was. But the bottom line is, Yirmiyahu is describing this purchase that he made. For ekach es sefer ha-mikna, es ha-chosom, ha-mitzvah, v'ha-chukim, v'es ha-gol. He says, Rafram, v'ekach es sefer ha-mikna, z'e-posh, that's a remez to the get posh. Es ha-chosom, again, chosom means seals, z'e-mekusher. V'es ha-gol, what does v'es ha-gol mean? That's already a third type of shtar. Z'e-posh, she-be-mekusher. It's the posh part of the mekusher. So this is really based on what the Rashbam said on Amud Aleph, and that is that even in the get mekusher, it was only the toyrif that was mekusher. But the toifus was really pashut. So this pasuk is a remez, said Rafram, number one, to the get pashut, number two, to the get mekusher, and also that within the get mekusher, there's really two components. There's the mekusher chelik, and then there's the pashut shebe mekusher. Hamitzvah vehachukim, what does that mean? Right, for ekach hasefer hamikna es hachosum, hamitzvah vehachukim, elu dvarim shebein pashut lemekusher. Hamitzvah vehachukim means laws. And what the pasuk is saying is that you should know that there are laws and nuances and differences between the get poshut and the get mekusher. What are those laws? Haketza ze eid of shnayim, v'ze eid of shloisha, ze eid of mitoichai, v'ze eid of meyachir. Now, in Rafram's makar, it's not mefurish anywhere that the mitzvah and the chukim has anything to do with the edim, and that it's two or three, or that it's mitoichai meyachir. Stating that there is a difference, and Chazal understood misvar that that's probably what the difference is. But the Gemara says the same thing. How do you know that it's the get pashut that has two and the get pashut is edim mitoichoy? Maybe it's the get mekushin that has two. Meaning, how do you know which one is two and which one is three? So the Gemara says mitoichoy is rabbi biksharev, this rabbi beedim, same exact svar. The get mekushin has this chumrah that it was nisraba biksharev. So if it's nisraba biksharev, it's mistaber that it should be nisraba beedim. Either way, the second makar is rafram, which is also yirmiyo periklami beis. Me'inyin le'inyin ba'oseinyin, not mamish the same thing, but me'inyin le'inyin, where again there's a remez to two different types of shtaris that have two different sets of halachas. This is the source that they get pashut and they get mekushin. Rami bar Yecheskel amar mi'acha. Rami bar Yecheskel, he learned it from somewhere else. The pasuk says, al pishnayim edim ay al pishloisha edim yakum davar. So Rami bar Yecheskel said, I don't understand the pasuk. The pasuk says that yakum davar, didei mamnes, how does it get established? To two edim or three edim? Tiskay medusim bishnayim lama par lecha bishloisha. Meaning, if two edim gets the job done, so what's this whole inyan of having a third aid? Loi malacha said Rami bar Yecheskel, you know what the pasuk is coming to tell me? Shnayim lepashut, shloisha lemekusha. This is a remez that there's a certain type of dinei mamonis where if there's going to be two aidim, like the Mishnah said, it's going to be pasul. We actually have to have three aidim. But sometimes two is fine. Apishnayim edim yakum davar. So what does it mean? Sometimes two, sometimes three. Two lepashut, shloisha lemekusha. Now, in this Mekar, there's no remez of a shtar, number one. Let alone a remez to a pashut and a mekusher. Right? In the previous two Mekaris, we saw pashut and we saw mekusher. Chosum means mekusher. Over here, there's no remez to that. There's However, a very strong remez to the two Edom versus the three Edom, because that's what the pasuk's talking about. So if you look at each one of the Makairis in a very nuanced way, you'll see they all have their things that are more mafurish and things that are less mafurish. But the bottom line is, the two and the three is referring, said Rami Bar Yecheskel, to two different types of shtaris, which are negeya dine mominus, dine ishus as well, but dine mominus, and it's coming to teach me sometimes a shtar two, sometimes a shtar three. What does that mean? Oh, there's something called a get pashut, there's something called a get mekusher, and the pashut is bishnayim, and the mekusher is bishloisha. Freit the gemar ve'epachana, how do you know which is which? Mitosh, nisrabe b'ksharub, nisrabe b'ed of sintritim. Well, again, it's mistaber that the get mekusher, being that it's nisrabe b'ksharub, is going to be nisrabe b'ed of as well. The bottom line is that we have three mekayres here to the get pashut versus the get mekusher, and that the get Pashut is two Edom, get Mekusher three Edom. Also, it seems like the Gemara is learning from here that the get Pashut is of Edom Mitoichai, and the get Mekusher is Edom Me'achayev. What are the three Mekayres? Yecheskel Lamed Beis, where Yecheskel tells the Yidden that you have to have faith and betochen that we're going to return, and what I want you to do is go buy fields and put away the shtar. So like this, nobody can have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim against you, right? So like this, you'll be able to maintain your ownership of this land when you come back. The second is when Yirmiyahu buys this land from Hanamel. So the pasuk seems to describe two different types of shtaris that have different mitzvahs and chukos that separate them. And then finally, the third makar was a pasuk in the Torah, Pishnayim Edom, Ayah Pishloisha Edom Yakum Davar. But the Gemara has a problem with all three of these makaris. Right? The Gemara, Bahani Lahachi Huda Asu. Meaning, it sounds like there was something extra in these psukim that Chazal were darshaning, from which they were extrapolating this Briya Chadasha known as the Get Mekosha. Freit Gemara, is that true? Meaning, you feel that there's really language here and verbiage that's coming to teach me these new halachas? Freit Gemara kol chad v'chadam. They'll say, Huda Asa. Each one of these parishioners is coming to teach me something very important. How so? Liki detanya. Sotleis bakesef yiknu v'chosoy basefer v'chosoyim. Eitzatoy v'kamash. What? You want to know what the purpose of that pasuk is? That pasuk was in Eitzatoy v'kamash malon, where Yirmiyahu HaNavi was telling the Yidden, buy fields, because you're going to have where to live when you come back. Documented in a shtar, which makes a lot of sense, v'chosoyim, and hide the shtar somewhere, seal it in a place where it's going to be safe. It's not coming to tell me two different types of shtars. The word v'chosoyim is not extra, the word safer is not extra, but buy the field, document it in a shtar, and hide it somewhere, so like this you're going to have it when you come back for it. This is all in Eitzatoy v'kamashmo, and there's nothing extra to teach me anything. V'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikna, the second card that the Gemara brought, hachi havi maisa. It's just describing a maisa shayu kachayu. It doesn't sound like it's coming to teach me anything. And al pishnayim edem, al pishloisha edem. You want to know what that pasuk is coming to teach me? Ah, that we know. It's a mishnah mesachtes makis, lahakish shloisha lishnayim. It's coming to be makish that if there's two edem, or if there are three Edom, it makes no difference. Two and three are somehow hukish la'adadi, beplukted Rabbi Kivir Rabbanon, and this is really a machlekes Rabbi Kivir Rabbanon. So what's the machlekes Rabbi Kivir Rabbanon? Machlekes is what exactly we learn from this hekish between shloisha l'shnayim. But the purpose of the pasuk is to be makish shloisha l'shnayim. What are the two options? So one option, the Chachamim say, that l'hakish shloisha l'shnayim is coming to teach me that just like three Edom can be mazim two Edom, so to two Edom can be mazim three Edom, because there's an idea of trei kameya when it comes to l'chazedas. You would think three Edom is maybe better than two Edom. Apishnayim Edom, apishloisha Edom, apishnayim l'shnayim, to teach me that they're one and the same. Rabbi Kiva famously said that this drush is coming to tell me that if it's nimtza echad meyam karav epasal edusim b'teilos, if you have three Edom and one of them are found to be pasal, you would think, okay, I have two kosher Edom, so why should that be an issue? Kamash malon, that it's going to be an issue, just like if you had two Edom and one of them was pasal, you're out. So if you have three Edom and one of them is pasal, you're out. But the bottom line is, apishnayim Edom, apishloisha Edom is not coming to teach me get my kosher. It's bepluktet Rabbi Akiva v'Rabbanon. Rami Bar Yecheskel, the Amora, is being mechadish a drosha that the Tanoim were already Doshubam, a Mishnah Mesechtes Makis, can't be that's what's going on over here. So the Gemara says that even though we just had a half Amid Gemara, with three Gishmaka light Mekoris, to the Get Poshet versus the Get Mekoshet, you have to say that really these Psukim that the Amiram mentioned were not the real Mekoris. Now they mentioned it for a reason, this is not all one big mistake. But at the same time, these are not the real Mekoris. You want to know what the Mekor to the Get Mekoshet is? Ela Mekosher Midirabon. I mean, the get pashut, that's a get pashut, right? The get pashut is pashut. The get mekusher is the chiddush. And you want to know why Chazal was masakin the get mekusher? We'll see in a minute. But the get mekusher is a takonas chazal. It's a din de rabbanan. Vikroy and all these psukim that were brought asmachta ba'alma was just an asmachta epes haremez and a pasuk, whether it's Yirmiyahu lamed beis or whether it's in Devarim. But the point is, these are mekoyros, or more accurately, asmachtos to something that the rabbanan instituted. For time of might, akinu rabbanan mekusher. What was the reason at the end of the day that the rabbanan were masakin to get mekusher? It's because asrut the kahani havet. It was a town where there were kahanim vavi kapti tuva, and these kahanim were kapti. They were kaptonim. They used to get angry. They used to get bekas. Umegarshi noshayu. And what happened is when they would get into a fit of rage, they would in haste divorce their wives. And they had a problem. The reason they had a problem is because when they would calm down a little bit and sober up a drop, they would say, Rebbeinu da'almakulo, what exactly did I just do? And they would want to unwind it. They would want to be machzer grushasim. The problem is a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, and a kohen is not only not allowed to marry Yenim's grusha, a kohen can't even be machzer grushasim. So they had a little bit of an issue. So v'avdi rabbanin takanta. So what the rabbanin did was they made a takana. The rabbanin said that a kohen that wants to divorce his wife, the way he divorces his wife is with a get mekusher. What's the purpose? The purpose is, try writing a get mekusher. It's going to take a long time, right? And because it's going to take a long time, it's going to give the kohen a little bit of time to calm down. And like this, they'll be more relaxed and calm when it comes time to the venosan biyada, so that if they don't want to do it, they ultimately will not do it. So this get mekusher is like a gimmick. It's just a way to try to get the kohanim to calm down a little bit. So we institute that the kohanim have to use a get mekusher if they want to divorce the wife. So it's interesting. Sometimes you find that Chazal made takonis because we don't want people to calm down. What's the exhibit A for that? Ksubas tapeza medala, pesula nisis, right? Why? Because we want that in the event that he's going to find a Pesach Pesuach, le'matzasi le'bitcha psulim, the next morning before he calms down. So sometimes we make takonis because we try to chap the person before he calms down. We want to chap him when he's be'idin rischa. Sometimes fakared. We make takonas because we want to give the person an opportunity to calm down. To get mekusher is the antithesis of basul nislam revi. But the bottom line is that we purposely made this takana because ada v'hachi meisva that type. But the Gemara says, hotei nach gittin. This is all nice pshat for gittin. What does it mean, get in, forget isha? Shtar is my yikele meimar. What about a shtar? So the Gemara says, Kitesha loit the chalik ben getin l'shtaris. Once Chazal made this takana, forget isha, they incorporated it into shar shtaris as well. And Pasha Pshat, the Rishonim say is because if this would only be negay or get isha, a get isha at the end of the day is not so shriach. So because it's not so shriach, so it wouldn't be such a familiar document. Seifer maybe wouldn't know how to do it, then they wouldn't be mindful that this is the way it needs to be done. If you make it more common, so then it's going to be something that people are more aware of, and it's going to actually get done. So you want to make a takana that is going to stick. If the application of the takana is going to be rear, then ultimately it's not going to have a kiyum. So kedeshalei techalek ben gittin lishtaris. So Chazal went ahead and they said that don't only use it for get isha, use this get mekusher for shar shtaris as well. Not because we care about shtar shtaris. From the shtar shtaris perspective, it's neither here nor there. Why in the world would we care if this shtar choiv or if this shtar mechira, shtar matana is a get poshet or a get mekusher? Nobody cares. But as it relates to get isha, we do. There's a shalom bayis cheshbon that's at stake. That's very important. We implied it to the shar shtaris simply to make it a little bit more lemais, a little bit more tachlistic as it relates to a get isha. Now, it's interesting. What comes out from the Gemara is that the reason that we have a get mekusher is, number one, related to divorce. It's related specifically to get isha. Right? That's the first thing that is very, very evident in this Gemara. Not just that, it sounds like it was related to this asra de kahani. Right, there was a town where there were kayhanim, vavikapti tuva umigarshi nashayu vaabdi rabbana takanta. And because of this town where you had all these nervous kayhanim, Chazal didn't know what to do with them, so they said, all right, let's institute this get mekusher, which is buying time, literally. That's what this is about. It's like this will get them to calm down a little bit, and they won't just do something that the next day they're going to regret. So here's the question. The question is, this takon of get mekusher, it sounds like it was done for the Asur de Kayhani. So it was meant only for that city? Or was it meant maybe for all Kayanim? Like, what are you supposed to take out of this Gemara? It sounds like it was instituted because of this Asra de Kahani. But that's the reason it was put into place. So if it was put into place for the Asra de Kahani, so L'chaira, if you lived in that zip code and you're a Kayan, or maybe it's anyone that lived in the zip code, even if he's not a Kayan, it's a little bit sussum, right? The Takana was made for this Asra de Kahani. So the question then is, was it applied only to the Kayanim in the Asra de Kahani? Or once the Takana was put into place, it was applied more generally, presumably to other Kayanim as well. So as much as how exactly the Get Mekush is meant to be prepared is something that is very not clear in the Gemara, hence the Machlokes Rishonim, this Nekudah of the application of the Get Mekush is also something that's very, very unclear. It's so unclear that Tosfos is Mesopic in it. So if you take a look at the top Tosfos here on Daf Kuf Samach Amud Beis, let's just read some of the lines in Tosfos. Mesafkalon, the Bali Tosfos were Mesopic, right? Mesafkalon, we're Mesopic. Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays, kishakoy megarish ishtoy im tzorich lasois mekosha. Do you have to make the get a get mekosha? Now, notice the suffix is a koyin that's megarish his wife as manazah, because that's pasha. Tosfos says, I think if nothing else, you have to take out of this gemara that being that the takana was made because of asra the kahani, so something that's going to apply only to kahanim. If somebody's not a koyin, he's a levi, he's a yisrael, right, he's a czar, so you're not going to have this halacha. But Tosfos is mesupik whether bezmanazah this is something that is something you have to enforce or not. Now, Tosfos says that we don't really know how to do it, so that would create a little bit of an issue. But the bottom line is, it sounds for sure like this was put in place for who? It was put in place for the Kayanim. But then Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says that Inami, it could be like Takinu Rabbanu Kiyim Ba'isa Makim. It could be the Ganset Takana of the Get Mekusha. It was meant for Kayanim, but it was Taka only for the Kayanim in that Makim. But Kayanim that are not in that Makim, not. No, Tosfos right away is Mesopic. He's not sure whether the Takana of Get Mekusha was only meant for that place, which would explain why there's no Messiah here, which would explain why we don't know anything about it, because that Asur Takahani is something that's bygones, and as a result, it's not really Nogaya anymore. But he's not sure about it. And that's what Tosfos says. And Afkamina would be this man Azel, Koye, maybe this way has to be Megarish's wife. The Ri, Hoyoim, then Tosfos brings from the Ri that the Ri used to say that the Kinu Rabbanah Makusha Loisha Yehe Choyvoy Lasoisus Kane. Ela Kadesh Lo Yafsidu Nishoseim Hiskinu Lasois Kane. It was like as a mitzvah min amufre, this is the Molech Hatchila way to do it. But it's not something you have to do. No, the Ri understood that really was meant for all Kayanim. Why don't we do it this man Azel? Like, how do you get away with it? The answer is because it was only done. The Chatchila was put into place as a preferable way to go about it. But not necessarily that's the way it has to be done. Just taking one thing out of Tosfos. Tosfos is munching a little bit. How do Kayhanim divorce their wives bizman hazeh with a get pasha if we don't know if really they have to use a get mekusha, which is what it sounds like a little bit from this Gemara, and they struggles. Maybe it was only lechatchila, maybe because we don't know how to do it. Obviously, it's not ma'akiv and gerishin, right? Takanas chazal doesn't sound like it's something that should be ma'akiv, but Tosfos also has it said that it could be it was only negeya, that asra the kahani, which was the impetus to put this whole inyan into effect. Either way, this concludes a light, certainly if you contrast it with the last little while of Dafin, right here in the beginning of Perek Ed Pasha. So just three short ha'aris as it relates to today's Daf. So the name of the Perek is Get Pashat. The Rashbam, right in the beginning of the Perek, and Tosfos, right in the beginning of the Perek. It's the first Rashbam and it's the first Tosfos. They both say the same thing. They both say, V'chol shtarois kruyin get. All shtarois are called a get. In other words, even though we're learning a perek called Get Pashut, don't think that the topic of this perek is going to be Mesechtes Gittin. Don't think it's going to be Get Isha. Because really, the word get doesn't mean Get Isha. The word get means shtar. A Get Isha is a shtar that relates to Ishas. It's a bill of divorce. But the word get itself doesn't mean Sefer Krisus. The word get simply means a shtar. In fact, Tosfos goes weiter, and Tosfos says that if you think about it, it would probably have made more sense for this perek to actually be a Mesechtes Gittin, right? The name of Mesechtes Gittin is Gittin, and the name of this perek is Get Pashut. So Tosfos says it certainly sounds reasonable that Perek Get Pashut should have been in Masechtas Gittin. Tosfos counters that with another observation. Tosfos says there's one Perek in Masechtas Gittin that if you would have asked me, I would have thought should have been in Seder Nezikin, maybe even in Bava Basra, and that is Perek HaNezokin. So Tosfos makes a high-level observation. This is Tosfos. Tosfos says, first Tosfos on the Yomud, that it sounds like Get Pashut probably should have been in Masechtas Gittin, right? Gittin, L'Gzereshavu. And it sounds like Perek HaNezokin should have been in Seder HaNezokin. What's the question, right? Perek HaNezokin in Seder Nezikin. Why is it in Seder Noshim? So Tosfos says that the reason is because everything is with a cheshbon. Meaning, we just finished learning Perek Mishameis, and Perek Mishameis dealt with all these shtaris, guys are giving away all their nechassim on their deathbed, and they're all having incredible, miraculous refuahs. But we dealt so much with shtaris. So we just dealt with a whole bunch of different shtaris. So, b'derech agav, nocha Perek vegan shtaris. Perek HaNezokin starts off talking about different takonas that Chazal made mipnei tikkun ha'olam, which was behemshech to the beginning of Perek HaShaleach, where Chazal made a big takon in bittel shlichos mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So it was also with a cheshbon, but the ha'or is very geschmack. That Perek Get Poshut is a Masechtas Bava Basra, says Tosfos, I would have thought it would be a Masechtas Gittin, and Perek HaNezokin is in Masechtas Gittin, I would have thought it would have been somewhere in Seder Nezikin. But the bottom line is, the Rashbam and Tosfos both say that Get Poshut does not mean Masechtas Gittin. It doesn't mean a Get Isha, but rather what it means is a Shtar, because Kol Shtarois Kruyin Get. The truth is that Tosfos, right in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, says the same thing. The first Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin. Masechtas Gittin begins, HaMevi get mi medina sayom, tzorich sheyoymar, befonai nechtav, ubefonai nechtam. Tosfos says, afal gavte l'shar shtoris pa'amim nami kori get, HaMevi get. Clearly, the topic of the first Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, the topic of the entire Masechtas Gittin, deals with Gerisho. But the word get doesn't mean get isha. The word get can mean shtar shtaris. So says Tosfos, even though shtar shtaris you find sometimes is called get, but at the same time, mikol makom lehutzrech lefarish can get isha. But at the same time, the Mishnah beginning of Masechtas Gittin did not have the same afurish get isha. Mishun de beroiv mekaymois hecha diktani get stam, I will be get isha. The reason is because most times where it says the word get stam, what it means is get isha. So being that most times the word get means get isha, so maybe get, maybe you don't have to be mefarish gerisha. So it's true that shar shtoros are kruyin get, but you have a Tosfos in getting that base of an aleph, where Tosfos says that at the very least, roiv mekaymus, it is going to be called gerisha. And then Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, umashenoigem lichtov yud beis shuros beget, that the reason a get isha is made up of 12 lines, so the minhag Yisrael is that a get isha has yud beis shuros. It's 12 lines. And the reason is, mishum de get gematria yud beis. It's because the word get is Gimel Tes, which has the gematria of 12. So Keneged, the gematria of Get, it's for that reason that there are Yud Beis Shtaris. So we mentioned this in Gittin Daf Beis, the Im Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, it's Yodua, B'shem the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said that the reason we refer to a bill of divorce as a Get, so it's based on the fact, said the Gaon, that if you go through Tanakh, you're going to find that the letter Gimel and the letter Tes never come together. And being that the Yisoid of a Get Isha is, it's divorce, two people that were supposed to be together are suddenly being separated. So the word that we use to symbolize this inyan is Get. These are two letters that you never find together. Because Gerishin is Pirut, and Eilucha Pirut Gedoyla Mi Gimel Tes, because you're never going to find anywhere that the Ois Gimel and the Ois Tes are going to come together. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Time of the Krah, this is in Parshas Kiseitze, so he brings this Inyan that's brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and he says, V'tzorachi, it's a pal. The Gaon said that the reason that we refer to a Get Isha as a Get is because Gimel and Tes never come together. Fake Reb Chaim, the Gam Oisius, I'll find you other Oisius in Tanakh, this is classic Reb Chaim, that also never come together. Gimel Kuf, Zayin Tes, Zayin and the Tzadik, Zayin Samach, Samach and the Tzadik, Loi Matzasi Smuchim B'Psukim. I never found these Oisius to come together. And he says, being that I never found these Oisius to come together, so he says, I don't understand the Gaon. The Gaon says the reason it's Gimel Tes, it's because they never come together. That would be geschmack if these are the only two Oisius that never came together. But Reb Chaim said, I found other Oisius that don't come together. So if that's the case, mechatesa, this is the reason. So Reb Chaim said like this, v'yesh loymar, the get to a rishon she'enoy samach. Could be get is the first of the two that don't come together. Meaning, Gimel is the first ois that has another ois that it doesn't come together with. Now, Reb Chaim said Gimel Kuf, but Gimel Tes comes before Kuf. So basically, our Rishon, this would be the first one. Gam, says Reb Chaim, Fima Shehetik Divrei Hagra B'Sefer Divrei Eliyahu Masechtas Gittin Asi Shaper. He says, if you take a look at the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu, in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, there they bring this word from the Goyin in a very unique nusach, and if you look at the nusach that they bring it there, then Asi Shaper, then it's going to be good. So what's the nusach that Reb Chaim was referring to that's brought down in the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu? So over there the nusach is as follows: Shamati kemedumali b'shem agrozal hatam lama bocharu beget she'en loy bir b'shum makim yoimru. What it could have said was chad oy zayin hey oy yud beis she'em gam kei misperze. You're the lashon. The goyin asked that Rabbeinu Tam said that the reason there's Yud Beis Shurais in the Get, it's related to the gematria of Get. So the Goyim was bothered that if that's the case, it sounds like what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that we're using a word that's going to be Oilo Yud Beis. It's going to have the gematria of Yud Beis. So if that's the case, then just say Yud Beis, or say Zayin Hey Zeh, which also has that gematria. Ach, mishum she'im b'loshan ha-kodesh shum teva, she'tienu shtei oisiyas elu rutsufas b'toira, la'harois kinesparid ha-zug, k'moy she'nema v'kosel ha-sefer krisis. On that, the Goyin said that there's an extra remez over here. The remez is that the Gimel and Tes never come together, which is pirut, which is exactly what's happening right now, and that's why we use the Gimel Tes. In other words, the Goyin was being moisif from Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam said that we're trying to get a word that has the gematria of Yud Beis. The question is, why is it this word? There's other words that are Oilo Yud Beis. The answer to that is because Rem is Yesh Bedover. So the Goyin's not giving an independent reason. Independent reason, two Oisiyas that never come together. So Reb Chaim is saying, good. Reb Chaim is saying, I don't know, this Gak, Zat, Zetz, Zas, Setz. Right, you have all these other letters that also never come together. The Teretz is the Goyin was being Moisef Rabbeinu Tam. He was asking on Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, it's Alts Yud Beis. Fake the Goyin. I have other words that are Oilo Yud Beis. The Teretz is, but it's interesting because Pasha, the way you learn Rabbeinu Tam is that it went the other way, right? It's a chicken and the egg. Now, Mao, you learn that the word to describe divorce is a get. Get is oilo yud beis. So, mimelo, we have yud beis shurois. With Nagoyin, it's mash, we understood just the opposite. That really, we're trying to come to yud beis because a get is supposed to have yud beis shurois. Azoy idas. And because a get is supposed to have yud beis shurois, that's why we refer to the document as a get, because get is oilo yud beis and you have the remez of yud beis. Of them, freak the guy and use another word. The teretz is because there's an extra remez bedover. But really, in this nusach of the Goyin, it's not only a shinui in the Havana of the Gra, it's a shinui in the Havana of Rabbeinu Tam. Because normal you learn that the Yud Beis Shurais is machmas the word get. It's just the opposite. The word get in this understanding of the Gra, in the way Rabbeinu Tam is explaining, is really based on the fact that you're supposed to have Yud Beis Shurais. It's not Yud Beis Shurais because of the word get, but rather it's get because of Yud Beis Shurais. Just while we're on the topic, just mention one other ha'ara, and that is in the Chumash HaGra. So they bring here on the bottom, Oid Matsanu Shemivim B'Shem Agra. Just get I to mention this. The Sefer Zeh Karim B'Shem Get. A Sefer Krisos is referred to as a Get. This is B'Shem the Goyin. Classic. Mishum, the Gimel Dvarim Chayev Ha'ish Lasseis Le'ishtai. A husband, a man, has to provide his wife with three things. K'may Shekasav Pashas Mishpatim. She'era, Kesusa, Va'oinas, She'erksus Va'oina. Right, those, generally speaking, are the three Chiyuvim that every married man has towards his wife. And there are nine things that a woman has to give her husband. It's a Mishnah Masechet Ksubos Daf Nun Tes. Mishnah says as follows: these are the malachas that a woman has to do for her husband. Toichenes, va'oifa, umichabeses, does the laundry, mevasheles, that's four. Umanikas bna is five. Matzasle amita, she has to prepare the bed, that's six. Va'oise b'tzemer, and she has to weave and sew, do different malachas with tzemer. The Gemara, Daf Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph, and Masechtas Ksuba says that in addition to the seven things that I mentioned in the Mishnah, there's two other things she has to do. Mezeges loikois, she has to do mizugakois, right, prepare the wine. Umachetzes loipana yodav araglov. Additionally, she has to bathe him, pana yodav araglov. So said the Goyin, a man has to provide 3 things to his wife. A woman has to provide 9 things to her husband. That's the remez of get. That the gimel test, the 3 things that the man is supposed to provide, and the 9 things that the woman is supposed to provide is being severed. There's no gimel, there's no test. And that's what's happening right now with this maisa gerushin. And that said, the goy in his merubis in the word get. Very much veruyin advarim lemisha amram, and this is the first aura. The second aura, there is a very important marumokim in halachic circles, tucked away in the Teres Chaim in our sugya. So the Gemara said that why is it that there's an institution that's known as a get mekosher? So the Gemara brought 3 psukim, but then the Gemara said there's no way that the psukim are really the makar. Ella mekusha midirabanan. The get mekusha is a dirabanan. The kroya smachta ba. The time of my tekin rabanan mekusha. It's because asrit the kahani hava. Vavi kapti tuva. Umegarshi no shayu. Vavdi rabanan takanta. Ad the hochi vahochi meisvi that time. It's because there was a town where there were a bunch of nervous kohanim, and they would get into a fit of rage. They would be bekas, and they would divorce their wives, and then they couldn't be machzik rishasim after they calmed down. So Chazal said that a kohen that's going to divorce his wife. The Rish said, maybe only a Kohen in this particular place, but a Kohen that's going to divorce his wife has to make a Get Mekusher. Get Mekusher is going to take time to prepare. Adi hachi v'hachi mas v'datayu. And hopefully, if he doesn't really want to divorce his wife, he's not going to. So Teres Chaim on this Gemara says, Mikan mashma. From this Gemara, it's mashma. The kinyan, oy maton. That if a person does a kinyan, if a person gives a gift, if a person is moichel somebody, if someone does a transaction and he does it because it's going to be a legitimate kinyan. Now we don't say kiven de ain't daite shava olav ain't be mice of kol. Meaning, say the Teres Chaim, if somebody does a mice a kinyan because. Say he was mamish angry when he bought something, or when he sold something, or when he gave away a gift, or when he was moichel someone, or when he divorced his wife. Is that kinyan effective, or is it not effective? What's the tzadnat? Ain't daitai shavolov. And being that ain't daitai shavolov, he's clearly not mita'alamin right now. And if that's the case, maybe it's considered to have been done without das. Right, a shikr. Who goes ahead and he makes a transaction. So if it's higia shechrusoi, the shechrusoi shaloi, so the halacha is, his mekach is not a mekach, and his memkar is not a memkar, etc., etc. A chereshoi tevakotim. Because they're not b'nei das, so any transaction that they effectuate is not going to be a transaction. So it says that there is chayim yesh lachter. If somebody does something when he's bekas, is that transaction going to be effective or not? And he says, mikan mashma from here, it's mashma de kinyan oy matana umechilo, is going to be effective. But Teres Chaim says, I have a problem with that. And the problem I have is, it's keneged a mefurish Ramah. The Ramah is at the very end of Choshe Mishpat Simen Shin Lamed Gimel. So the context over there is, where somebody hired an employee. These are Hasoicheres HaUmnin and Hasoicheres HaPoyelim Diga Halachas. Hilches Schiras Poyelim. So somebody hired an employee, and either the employer backed out, or the employee blacked out. So the question is, what exactly are the ramifications from a Chosha Mishpat perspective? So the Ramah at the very end says as follows, Miu Bashar Poyel. If somebody has stama worker, the Miu Bashar Poyel is coming to contrast with if somebody hired a Malamed for his children, Ayin Shomber Ramah. But Bashar Poyel, if somebody just hires an ordinary Poyel, Im Amra Loi Bethnei Shnayim, if he would say in front of 2 people, Leich Me'imadi, you know what, I'm done with you, just get out. I'm done. Dalach is potter, beloy mechila. He would be potter. Meaning, the case is where a man paid a worker. He paid him, he prepaid him. And this person is living in his house right now, and he's doing whatever work he was hired to do. And then in the middle, this balabais gets frustrated with him, and he says, Leich mi madi, you know what, just get away from here. I'm done. Potter beloy mechila. He doesn't have to give the money back. He doesn't need a shtar mechila. If he did it in front of Shnayim, right? Sounds like it has to be done in front of Edom Al-Kopan. But the bottom line is, if he says Leich Me'imadi at that point, you're going to be done. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, Im Amaloi Derech Kas, She'enoi Potter. That if he said it Derech Kas, then already She'enoi Potter, meaning the person that took the money is not Potter. He has to finish the job or give back the money. And the reason is because even though he said Leich Me'imadi, he was Meichelim. It's true he was Meichelim, but he was Meichelim Bekas. And being that he did it Bederech Kas, it's not going to count. So says the Teres Chaim, I have a Mefurish Ramah on the end of Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, that if a person does a Mechila B'Kas, being that he was just angry, he was in a fit of rage, so whatever he said is betele mevutale, and it's not chal klal uklal. How does the shtum in a mefurish gemara? As I've read Teres Chaim, our gemara, it's mashma that these koyhanim, had they divorced their wives when they were in this fit of rage, the wives would have been megureshes. That's why Chazal had to make the takono of the get mekusher. It sounds like a transaction that a person does because it's a transaction. It's kineged mefurish rama. V'yesh shomrim amalei derech kasha inay potter. You see from here that a mechila bekas is not considered a mechila. If a gerishin bekas is a gerishin, why should a mechila bekas not be a mechila? And the Teres Chaim concludes this paragraph. I don't know. It's a pella tsuma to me. This halacha psukin Ramah, to me, I don't know how you can reconcile it with the sugi over here in the beginning of Get Mekosha. Now, it's interesting that this Teres Chaim, not surprisingly, is quoted a lot by the tshuvas of the Gedolei Yisrael. Just mentioned two. A tshuvas Chassam Sofer and a tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger. The Chassam Sofer, not the whole tshuva, just one line. In Chosha Mishpat Simin Kuf Lametz, he was handling a whole discussion where somebody did something and he did it bekas. And the question was, Mamash Dish Shaila, if somebody does a kinyan, a mechila, whatever it was bekas, isn't it effective or is it not effective? So just listen to one line in Chassam Sofer. Vafilu la Teres Chaim Rosh Perek Get Poshut, Shehik Shal Zeh, Mimadar Bin Hosam Hani Kapti, Umagarshin Ashayud, Mashma, Mashma, Adam Osa Bekas, Mahani. So, the Chassam Sofer brought the Halacha of the Ramah, and the Halacha of the Ramah it's mashmim amaloi derech kas she'enei pater mechila b'kas is not a mechila. Zok there, the Teres Chaim blight tzorechi. Teres Chaim is an early achron. You have to reckon with the Teres Chaim. If the Teres Chaim said that the Ramah is tzorechin, you can't just be mevatel machavek the Teres Chaim. So the Chassam Sofer is saying that even according to the Teres Chaim, who was mechiyach from Bava Basra Kuf Samachom Beis, that if a person does a transaction because it's mahani, so he says like this, milvad. He says, to me, the whole kash and the whole leichacha is as a shvacha hoichacha. Bekal yesh litchoiz kushyosoi kemuven. It's pashit that it's very easy to be doiches kashem. He goes ahead and he makes a distinction that even the Teres Chaim didn't always mean it ayin sham and the truth is chassam sefer, it's not our sugya. But the point is, the chassam sefer brought the kash of the Teres Chaim and imamish, he macht it avek. Milvad ki bekal yesh litchoiz kushyosoi kemuven. So it's pashit that this is something that you can do. I mean, it's pashit, it's not a grace of kasha. Now, why is it so pashit to the Chassam Sofer that bekal yesh litchoiz kushyosoi kemuven? So I looked around a little bit. I saw that the Chubina Rav in a tshuva in David Meisharim, so he handles this Indian as well. He brings the Chassam Sofer and he says, it's pashit to me that what the Chassam Sofer meant was that the Gemara says that these kohanim were kapdonim. It doesn't say that at the time that he gives the get, he's going to be bekas, where it's ain't libayolov. What does it mean he's a captain? A captain means he's like a nervous guy. He's a noyach lichois, but lav davke, at the moment that he gave the get, he was bekas, where it was libayolov. Meaning these are nervous chevra, and they'll do things that really ordinarily people wouldn't do, and then they regret it afterwards. So because of that, we have to slow them down a drop. But it doesn't mean that Peshas Maisa that he's doing it, a captain could just mean that things that maybe wouldn't bother someone else is going to bother this person. So this bothers him, and as a result, Peyushabadas, he decided to give a get. Lav Davke, at the time that he's doing the Venasa and Beyoda, he was in a state of kas. Kaptonis means that for some people, they wouldn't even notice this is a misdemeanor. You didn't even chap that your wife did this. These chevre, they keep score, and they have mamash a scoring card, and you did this yesterday, right? Zvuv matzah, nima matzah, I'm getting davov on the days, and all these different things bother these people, and as a result, they're going to give the get bedas, but it's based on a metrics that only pass for a gavre kapton, and that's something that we were trying to alleviate. Give the person a little bit of time to realize you're going to give your wife a get because of zvuv matzah. That's a little bit silly. And that's what we're trying to prevent. But lav davke kas. Kaptonus luchot and kas luchot. That's what the Chabin Rav said. He believes the Chassam Sofer meant. But the truth is that there's a Chassam Sofer and Chedush Chassam Sofer. And this is a Masech that's getting Dav Chav Vav Amadeis in the middle of a sugya where he brings the Teres Chaim's kasha. And over there he says like this. For like kasha midi. He says, posh that the Teres Chaim's kasha wasn't a kasha. Why? The Otu, Hosom, Afilu, Reach, Haget, Aimboy, Bitmia. There's a concept called Reach Haget. What's Reach Haget? Reach Haget means that if someone gave a get to his wife, even if the get is not a halachically acceptable get, But at the same time, it could be what's known as a reich aget, a shmecht fin aget. And the nafkamina is that a kohen who's also begrusha is not allowed to marry even a woman who received a reich aget. So the Chasam Sofer here in Git and Chavav Amid Beis says that there's chayim as the kasha, that the kohanim were going to have a problem. Why? Because they were going to give the get, they were going to do it in a fit of rage, and they wouldn't be able to be machzik grushasim. According to Ramah, they gave the get because said the get's anyways not a get. It's true, it's not a get. You want to know if it's a klara get? It's not a klara get. Oh, it's a reyach get, and a coin's also a reyach get. So if at the end of the day we're trying to protect the kayhanim, it doesn't really matter if it's a real get or if it's a reyach get. Zolzayn noniach, it was only a reyach get. Is that what the Chasam Sofer meant here in the tshuva? That milvad ki bekal yesh lidchay kushiyase kamuvin, he meant reyach get. The svara of the Chabina Rav is a little bit more kal and it's a little bit more kamuvin. You don't have to be such a Talmud Chacham to think of the Svara, but to know the halach of Reich Haget, and that's what the Suya means over here, so this already requires a little bit more Bikiyas and a little bit more Yedias HaTorah, but either way, that's what's going on in the Tshuvas from the Chasam Sofer. It's interesting that Reb Kiveger had a Tshuva, where he discussed this as well. This Tshuvas Reb Kiveger is printed in Chelek Dalet, so if you have the Mechon Hamar, five-volume Tshuvas Reb Kiveger. So this is Chelek Dalev. It's Choshen Mishpat Simen Aleph. So Reb Kiveger over this has a very big Chiddush. Kiveger goes the other way around. Kiveger says, Teres Chaim said that I see from the Gemara in the beginning of Perikat Pasha that if somebody does a transaction, because say he's the transaction. How does that stem with the Ramah? The Ramah said, V'yesh Oimrim im amaloi derech kas she'enoi potter. Says Reb Kiveger, the nearly that this that the Ramah said, Imamalei Derech Kas, She'enei Potter, is Dafka Asher L'mayla. He was saying it specifically in that instance. What was the case? Somebody had a worker, and he got frustrated with this worker, and he said, Lech Me'imadi. B'loi Mechili, wasn't Moichel Mefurish. He didn't say, you can leave and I don't want my money back or never come back. He just said, Lech Me'imadi. On that case, the Ramah said, "Dim amalei derech kas." Ratzoloimer, hach lishna the lech meimadi. Amalei bederech kas, enei potter. The oz lehavi lishna the mechila. Because then we don't teach that what he said was mechila. Ela kedoich v'luchutz lech meimadi. V'loyer ponach. I don't want to see your face today. Tomorrow, you owe me money. You better come back, right? I still need someone to fix my house. But today, I don't want to see you. Avo b'moichalei mamish, says Reb Kiva Eger. Av b'derech kas mahani. Over there, it's poshnet that that's what is going to be. And Reb Kiva Eger says it's ktsas noita that way. You know why? Because the only place the Ramah said this halacha was right here. This is such a critical halacha that if someone does a kinyan b'derech kas, where did the Ramah say it? It's tucked away in the end of Chayshe Mishpat Simen Shin Lam Gimel. How could it be? This is such a fundamental halacha. The Teretz says Avad Mechila b'kas is Mechila. In Gerushin b'kas, like the Teretz Chaim was Mechiyach, isn't going to be considered a Gerushin. The Ramah meant it Dafka in this case, and that's why he said it over here. Because Lech Me'imadi Shaloi b'kas means I'm Moichel you. Lech Me'imadi b'kas just means I can't look at you right now. Let me calm down. Give me a moment, and then when you come back, we'll sort this out. And you're gonna have to. You have to. But it sounds a little bit like Chasam Sofer Kivega came out. Mamish and different. I mean, the Chasam Sofer seems to understand the Ramah. The Ramah saying a Yisoy Gadol over here. He's saying that if somebody does a Kinyan because the Kinyan is not going to be a Kinyan. Aye, the Teres Chaim's Kasha. So the Chasam Sofer, it's Bekal. It's very easy to be Doichid. Everyone knows it's not a hard Kal. Can move it. So Pasha, what exactly that means? Good, we have different Nuschais. But the bottom line is, Kivega said Faker. Kivega said if somebody does a Mechila because like the Teres Chaim's Kasha, you have a Raya from Baba Basra, Kuf Samach on the days that really it's going to be a Mechila. It's going to be a get. It's going to be a transaction. Aye, the Ramah said it. Dafka in that place, it's a tucked away Ramah for a reason, right? We always say tucked away. What's the kshivas of tucked away? That it's tucked away in a toisus and nazir and it has shas ramifications. But Amo, it's tucked away for a reason. This is tucked away in the end of Shin Lama Gimel because it's only negayah Shin Lama Gimel. It's something that's unique, mamash said Allah. But it's funny because I was just thinking, right? When a person's bekas, okay, so he's not metaloman. That's the whole premise to this Teres Chaim, and this Chasam Sofer, and this Reb Kiveger. Right? The whole premise of this Shmuz is the fact that when a person's bekas, sometimes he does things that he wasn't thinking. Right? Where do you find the sugya of kas very prominently featured in Allah? Masechtas Nedarim. Right, if a person makes a neder and then he has charata on the neder, so it's machlokes in the Gemara. Whether you need a pesach, you have to find some post in the ikar a neder in order to get a mutalach, right? In Shimon Rabbeisai, or you don't need a pesach. Even if you don't need a pesach, but what you would need is like the Ran says, throughout Masechtas Nedarim, that the person was Ein Libay Olav when he went ahead and he made the net. Either it was Bekas or he did it in the Hiros. So there's an understanding when a person's angry and he does something, he doesn't really mean it. The flip side is, Chazal say, Begimul Dvarim Adam Nikar, Bekisei, Bekasei, or Bekasei. That when a person's Bekas, then you know what he's really thinking. If this guy said, Leich Mei Modi Bekas, I'm pretty confident he doesn't, deep down, he doesn't want to see this person. But that's what it means, Adam Nikar. Sometimes when a person's Bekas, his real Ratzon comes out. And what he really wants starts to shine. So there's a little bit of a dichotomy. On the one hand, when a person's Bekas, it's not him. Mitzacheni, the Adam is Nikar Davka Bekasei. Right? That's how you know where a person is. But the truth is that when it comes to Mekach and Memka, when it comes to transactions, right, this is a cloud god that we talk about always in the Sugya Dram Shavaleim, in the Sugya Tovyu of Azavin Zvine Zvine. We don't really care what the person's Ratzin is. The person's Ratzin is neither here nor there. The question is, what did you do? And did you have Das when you did it? So when you talk about Das and Halacha, it doesn't care about Ratzin. It's ironic because there's one time where Ratzin matters. And that's the Shtickle Terry that we said over for Abshach not so long ago. That when it comes to Gerishin, over there, Ratzin does matter. Right? When it comes to Gerishin, there's a special limur that it's not enough that you have Das to be Megarish. You have to Ram brings a pasuk. There's 10 halachas that were said by Gerishin. One of them is that the Baal has to have Ratzin. He has to want to give the get. Everybody, what do you mean? You have to want to give a get? You have to want to do any transaction. The Teretz says, normal, all you need is Das. When it comes to Gerishin, you have to have Ratzin. Das versus Ratzin is always a fascinating thing when you're dealing with Halacha. But again, we're not dealing here what the toich of the person is. Well, the guy did a transaction. He knew what he was doing. He was cognizant of it. In Hilchas Das, Avifel did it Bekas. Is that considered that it was done Bekas? Was it not done? Is not considered that he did it Bekas? And whether that means he had Ratzin and didn't have Ratzin, that already is going to be neither here nor there. That's the second Ara. The third and the final Ara is, so the Gemara says that there was a town where there were Kaihanim, and these Kaihanim were Kapdonim. What comes to mind is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amudeis. So the context over there is they're not allowed to make a Goyrel on Shabbos. It's one of the halachas. The Sugi is a Mimtzai Chefzach of a Dabir Dover. You're not allowed to make a Goyrel. I can't make a lottery, draw a lot on Shabbos. Stating that, the Mishnah says that the Kayhanim used to make Goyrolois in the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif, maybe also on Shabbos. And the reason they did it was to be Mechalik the Kachim. Says the Gemara that even though the Kayhanim were allowed to draw these lots to divide the Kachim on Yontif, the Mishnah is talking specifically about Yontif, that was only for the karbonis that were brought on Yontif. But let's say there was a carbon that was brought Erev Yontif, and they didn't get a chance to divide it yet on Yontif. So, there the halacha is that if they want to make a girl on Yontif, that's not something they would be allowed to do. And the Gemara says pshita. It's pashit, it's obvious. Meaning, this whole girl business, even for Kayhanim in the Beis HaMikdash, with Kachim is still a bidiyevet, and as a result, hotenach, if the karbonis were brought on Yantif. But if the karbonis were brought before Yantif, it's pashi, shouldn't be allowed to do it. Ad kedei kach, we need tanam to say it, feit the Gemara pshita. Says the Gemara, ma'u de tema, I would have thought, hayovik said, being that the pasuk says, v'amcha kemerive koyen. This pasuk is a pasuk in Hosea, and the Novi Hosea was given to Chach at the Klal Yisrael, and he says, your nation, Klal Yisrael, they're like a bunch of Kayhanim that fight. They're Kemerive Kayhan. They're like quarrelsome Kayhanim. So I would have thought, Afilu Mono is the Chayil Nami. Toshin, out the Machloikis. We don't want these Kayhanim to start beating each other. No one should start killing each other. So you would have thought that Toshin, out that Cheshbin of Amcha Kemerive Kayhan. So therefore, you should be able to make these chaloshim, these gairolois, on Yontif, even for monois that were brought b'chol. Kamash malon, that's why it was a chiddush. That's why it wasn't so posh. That's why you have to know this. There's another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtas Kedushin, daf ayin amabez. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmu, arba meis avodim. There were 400 avodim. The Amri Lassam say, arbas alofim avodim. Not 400 avodim, but 4,000 avodim. Hoyu loy lefashchur ben imer. He was a Kohen that lived in the times of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So this Kohen had a lot of Avadim. Some say 4,000, some say 400. The Kulam Nitmu Bekohuna. And all these Avadim ended up marrying into the families of the Kohanim. And the reason they were able to marry into the families of Kayanim is because they used to eat truma. Never Kayan, he's kidding Kasper of the Kayan, he's allowed to eat truma. So sometimes it was hard to distinguish between a Kayan and between a Nevet Kayan. So because of this inyan, they were able to marry into the family of Kayanim. Says Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel, V'chol Kayan sheyesh by Azuz Panim. If you ever meet a Kayan, and this Kayan has Azuz Panim, self-explanatory, Eina Yala Mehem. You should know this is where he stamps from. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Kulu Yosfin Beshurin in the Harda. You should know all these chavre, they're all in my Bismedrish. They're all in the Shurin in the Harda. But the bottom line is, if you find a coin that's an Azus Metzach, he's a Mechitzev, you want to know where he comes from, his Yichus is from the Avadim of Fashchor Ben Imer. Zok to Gemara, Upliga the Rabbi Loz. This whole Memra is not like something Rabbi Loz is. Amr Rabbi Loz said, Amr Isa Koyin Be'Azus Metzach. If you find a coin that has Azus Metzach, Al Tahar Acherov, don't think that he's possible. Shenemar, he's a Koyin. Might even be a Koyim in Yuchis. The Pasuk says, Va'amcha kemerive Koyim. And this is natural for Koyanim. For Koyanim to be merivim, for them to fight, this is the way it is. That's his two Gemaras that quotes this Pasuk in Hosea, which is really a Pasuk. Va'amcha kemerive Koyim. Obviously, is a tushtel to this Gemara right here in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Hamadez, that there was a Asra, the Koyhani, Havavavi, Kapti, too. Okay, they were kapti tuva. It sounds like all the kayanim are kaptonim, but they were kapti tuva, right? This is with the hey ayadiyah. These chevra were a little bit unique. So just to end with a ha'or and a flaw, kedarke v'kodesh that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from a goyin, Rav David Yoel Weishlita. This is in Parsha Shoiftim. He says as follows. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtes Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and it really comes from a Mishnah Masechtes Tamid. So the Mishnah Masechtes Tamid discusses the kayanim when they did the avodah. They used to also daven. They said brachos. What exactly they used to say. And the Mishnah over there says that on Shabbos, they were Moisif and Bracha Achas. They would add one Bracha, L'mishmer Hayotze. So we know that Kehanim weren't just allowed to do the Avoida indiscriminately whenever they decide to do the Avoida, but there were Mishmaris. There was a changing of the guard. And the changing of the guard happened on Shabbos. So every Shabbos, there was a Mishmer Hayotze, and there was a Mishmer HaNichnas. Right? That was always on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, when the Kehanim were doing the Avoida, so the Kehanim that were there would add one bracha. What was that bracha? Amar Rav Chelboy. Rav Chelboy said, Mishmar Hayotze Oymer L'Mishmar HaNichnas. The Mishmar Hayotze, this is the Mishmar that's exiting, would turn to the Mishmar that's entering. And they would tell them, Misha Shikin Eshmoy B'Bayis Hazeh. Who yashkin beinechem ahava va'achva v'sholim v'reyos. He said, Misha shikin shmoy v'bayis hazeh. He should make sure you're going to have ahava, you're going to have achva, you're going to have sholim v'reyos. So Rabbi David Yoel Shlita said, why was this the bracha? The kehanim are coming in. And he says, I give you a bracha. You know what the bracha is? You should have ahava va'achva v'sholim v'reyos. He said, the reason is because the kehanim were v'amcha kemerive koyein. And you see this inyan of Asr the Kehane, Davikap the Tuva. So there was always this risk that maybe they're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash and they're going to be quarrelsome Kayanim. They're going to start fighting. So to prevent that, as Askula, they would give him a bracha. The bracha was, Misha Shikin Eshmoy Bebayis Hazer. That was the bracha you had to give the Kayhanim that were Nechnosin, the Divrei Pi Chacham Chen.